Ahoy, mateys! Arabella Nightwind just witnessed something incredible. Blackbeard went on a shore excursion into the mountains, and when he came back, his eyes were on fire. He went straight to the podcast studio and recorded this soul-stirring story. If this don't touch your heart and change how you view the world, then ye should check for a pulse. I can't decide if we should title it A Tale of Two Trees, A Pirate's Lesson in Purpose, or perhaps Twisted or Beautiful, No Envy, No Pride, Just Purpose. Choose for yourself. It almost makes me wish that I were born a tree, without the scurvy shortcomings of us human beings. I, Blackbeard, be deadly, dangerous, and fearsome. But he also has a heart that feels the tides deeper than most. And that be when he waxes poetic, stead a barking orders. Take it away, Captain Softheart.
Ahoy there, ye modern folks. Let old Blackbeard take the helm and spin ye a tale, not born on the high seas, but on solid ground. Whilst taking a jaunt through the jagged backbones of the earth, aye, them mountains that rise like the backs of great sea serpents, I found me eye-drawn abaft to a slope covered in a wild mix of trees, like a crew of misfits, each with their own tale to tell. And as I studied them, I saw plain that no two trees be the same. Some be stretching for the heavens, reaching heights of 150 feet, like sails in full wind. Others be lowly dwarfs, never climbing past 10 feet, like cabin boys who never made it past swabbing the deck. I saw then that a tree, through all its days, does but one thing. It seeks to fulfill its God-given purpose, growing with all its might toward what it was born to be. No envy, no regret, just steady growing, storm or shine. Then me eye caught two of the same breed. Black pines, they were. But, oh, how different they stood. The first be a beauty, tall and proud, straight as a mast, limbs all neat like a well-ordered fleet, perfectly conical like a spyglass. She was a wonder to behold, aye. But just up the slope, there stood another black pine. Older she seemed, thicker in the trunk, but only 30 feet tall, the poor lass. Bent, crooked, twisted like a rope, left too long in a storm. Her limbs jutting at odd angles, deformed like a sailor with too many battles fought. A great crack ran down her trunk, and the bark blackened up to 20 feet, like she'd felt the kiss of cannon fire. Curious, I hailed a landlubber, what called himself a park ranger, keeper of the forest, like a quartermaster of the woods. I asked what cursed this poor tree to such a state. He told me it weren't the tree's fault. Nay, years back, a mighty boulder, probably loosed by a mountain quake or foul weather, came crashing down and smashed her main trunk. But the tree, stubborn as a pirate, with a chest of gold, survived! She poured her strength into a crooked limb, bending toward life. Then came fire, aye, a blaze that cleared the underbrush and blackened her bark. But she held fast. Later still, a bolt of lightning struck her down the spine, leaving that jagged scar and crippled limbs on one side. But did she fall? Nay! She still reached for the sky with all she had, fulfilling her purpose as best she could with her battered hull. So I sat, aye, and pondered the pair. Did the twisted tree ever look up and envy her stately sister? Did she moan, "Life be unfair," or whisper curses into the wind? Did she ever sulk, thinking she weren't good enough to stand among the grove? And what of the tall one? Did she look down, nose high like a noble with too many coins, sneering at the weather-worn one below? Did she jest with her fellow tall trees, mocking the ugly one? What's she doing here? Did the beautiful one strut with pride, thinking she'd earned her beauty? Of course not, mate. Trees don't bicker nor boast. They live, grow, endure. each fulfilling its call, minding its own bark and branches. But then I saw them trees not as wood, but as people, and the answers turned sour in me mouth. For we humans, we often be cursed with pride, envy, and the kind of brooding that sinks a ship faster than a leak in the hull. How many souls rage at the skies, angry with the Almighty for not being born with fair face or charm or a quick wit? How many once dreamed of great deeds, only to have life's storms batter 'em before they left the harbor? And then there be the beautiful people, those what sailed smooth seas, never struck by boulders or lightning, no scars, no twisted limbs of the heart. They have not been severely beaten or battered, raped, or had severe emotional trauma, such as the death of their young child. Their spouse becoming wheelchair-bound by an auto accident or by contracting a debilitating disease. Many protected by doting parents, others just lucky the dark winds never blew their way. But even some of these folk grow haughty, thinking their good fortune be earned, not gifted. They hold their heads high, not with dignity, but with the stench of superiority. The beautiful tree may never give credit to the older, smaller tree for its very life, for it is in fact an offspring of the ugly tree. Yet little do they know, perhaps their very lives were spared because some battered soul took the hit instead. That old, twisted tree, scarred and scorched, may have caught the boulder that would have crushed the young one. The fire that blackened the elder cleared the way for the younger to grow tall, reaching light without strife. And the lightning, aye, that bolt strikes where it may. Tain't about worthiness, it be chance, pure and simple. So I sat there longer, beneath the silent whispers of the pines, wishing for a life simple as theirs. A life not tempted by pride when the winds favor ye, nor filled with self-pity when the storms roll in. Just a life spent fulfilling the purpose what the good Lord set in me heart, to love him true and love me fellow man, straight as a mast and true as the North Star. Aye, let the winds howl and the rains fall, let the bark blacken and the limbs twist. As long as a soul grows toward the light, she be fulfilling her call. Avast, me hearties, if ye've stayed aboard this tale of trees and truths, then ye felt the winds of wisdom blow through your sails. To those of ye who be standing tall, blessed with smooth seas and strong timbers, don't ye dare look down on them what's weathered storms ye've never known. Pride be a slippery deck, and a fall from it can be quick and hard. Instead, lend a hand, offer shade, and be grateful ye ain't been struck by lightning yet. And to them what's been battered by boulders, blackened by fire, and cracked by life's cruel strikes, hear me now. Don't let envy rot your roots, nor let hatred choke your branches. Ye may not be the tallest, nor the fairest, but if ye keep growing, just growing toward your purpose, ye be fulfilling a destiny no storm can steal. Let not the lies of the world weigh down your spirit, for the forest makes no judgment. Only humans do that, and poorly at best. Every soul, like every tree, has a place in this grand grove, and the sun shines for us all. And that, me fine crew, be the very heart of Blackbeard World, a place where we seek to help all hands live healthier, wealthier, and happier lives. Whether ye be a straight-limbed beauty or a bent old pine full of scars, there's treasure still to be found in your journey. So hoist your head, raise your heart, and steer steady. And until we sail again, keep your compass pointed true, and may the winds of purpose fill your sails. Fair winds, me mates, fair winds.